Hello, Molly.
Hello.
It's been a little bit of time.
I know, I was just thinking that.
All right, so I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator with Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Manager R&D Personal Care Applications. And today we are talking about formulation number 2075, and it is the foaming oil cleanser. And we have two other kind of oil cleansers, but mm-hmm. this one is PEG-free and sulfate-free.
Yeah, that's kind of the big deal with this one. Besides being completely bio-based, it's PEG-free and sulfate-free and actually foams well. So it's hard to find one that foams and ticks those boxes.
Okay, so but it's not like a super heavy, bubbly foam. It's like a whitish, creamy foam, right?
It's a pretty good lather, but you also do get the milky transformation. Okay. I don't know.
It's not like a shampoo foam.
No, not that okay. intense. Yeah. No. Right. Definitely lighter than that. The foaming agent in there is the sodium lauryl lactylate. So we have it in there at 11%. If you wanted to, you know, boost the foam even more, you could increase that. To get it in there, we did have to include 3% phenylene glycol. Without it, the formula became viscous and hazy over time.
Okay.
So if you did want to increase the lactylate, you would likely have to increase the glycol as well.
Okay, so in this one, we have our Colamols 3GO, which is the polyglycerol 3 oleate. So that's an emulsifier that's for oils, right?
Yes, it's a water and oil emulsifier. It is oil soluble. Comes in liquid form, so you could do it cold process, but we do have to actually heat in this formula for the lactylate. But yeah, the 3GO is acting as a refatting agent to the skin and also gives that milky transformative effect when it comes in contact with water. So I think you can really tell a difference with and without it in there. It has a creamier feel to the product itself when you're using it, and then when you rinse it off, your skin feels more conditioned afterwards.
So this one you would actually put into your hands and kind of like run it underwater, get a nice foam, and then wash your face?
Yeah, I think you could do it a few ways. So like if you're just doing, you know, a daily face wash, you could put it onto wet skin, work it into a lather. If you have maybe heavy makeup or something, you could put it onto dry skin and let it dissolve it a little bit and then add water.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about, do you think maybe you could also put it on like a cotton pad and wipe your face with that, or this wouldn't work that same way?
I think you could do that. I think you would still want to follow it up with a water rinse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one, it is pretty thin. So we've put these in like the little flip top spouts. Is it really good? Do you think maybe it's too thin for a pump, or just you could do it, but just be careful?
I think it probably is too thin for a pump. I think okay. it would come out weird, but
just a little too like watery.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. You could try it, I guess.
So the primary ingredient in here is the caprylic capric triglyceride.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at 65%. So do you need that much of it? What is that triglyceride doing?
So you have pretty free rein, I would say, on which oils you want to use. You know, the majority of ours are more lightweight emollients.
Okay.
And then also included some of the grapeseed oil, just to try to give it a more lightweight feel than using, you know, maybe the majority being the grapeseed oil.
Got it.
But yeah, I guess you can just play around with those based on your preferences.
And then you have a little bit of lavender oil and lemongrass oil. I like the inky names on these because Simbopogan.
Those are always so funky.
Citrus. That's just lemongrass oil. I don't even know how to say that. That one's hard.
Like, settle down.
It's just lemongrass. So you just have a little bit of lemongrass and lavender oil for kind of like fragrance a little bit. Could you do without it?
Yes, you could.
Okay. And it says, and this is a clear liquid. Would you say that it has a hue to it? Like, is it more yellow? Because some of our oil cleansers have like a yellow hue to it.
Yeah, I think the color is going to really depend on the oils that you're using.
Okay. Okay, so this is a cleanser, but it's not your typical like soapy foaming cleanser. Why would you want to pick a foaming oil cleanser over just your standard soap one?
The idea with the oil cleansers is that, you know, they use the like dissolve like concept to right. remove makeup and the daily grime, and it doesn't strip the skin. So it's good for sensitive skin that is like easily irritated by detergents, or for dry skin, especially in the winter. Yeah, I like it for removing heavy makeup, like waterproof, you know, mascara or something.
Yeah, you know what I have found that these are really good for is when you've been putting on sunscreen like day in, day out because you've been at the beach.
Yeah.
It's so hard to actually get it off.
You feel like you have to like scrape it. Yes.
So I do like these to use on like the rest of my body just to get the sunscreen off.
That's a good tip. I'm going to try that.
All right. This is formulation number 2075 is the Foaming Oil Cleanser, peg-free and sulfate-free. It features Colmol's 3GO, which is our polyglycerol 3 oleate. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.